This is the Small World Podcast, about local stories and people to feel connected and grounded. For a small recap of last week was our first episode, and I discussed that the format of this show will generally be maybe darker theme story first, and then we'll lead into the more lighter and upbeat positive stories as we go on, to leave you with sort of a happy ending or a good feeling when you finish listening to the podcast. So with that being said, our first story was from a St. Louis nursing home. Was caught up in a large amount of controversy as they ended up closing their doors. This was the Northview Village Nursing Home, and they abruptly had to shut down. And as I was looking more into this story is crazy. There's a lot to think about with this one, and it's not exactly clear what went wrong for them, but there are a few compounding factors. And it may not be exactly clear who is to blame for this one either. So, the story begins where, over the past few years, they were getting less people in the nursing home, and revenues were dropping. Actually, their revenues dropped several million dollars from 2020 to 2022. It dropped from $17.7 million to $13.8 million in just 2 years in gross revenues per year. Now, this already would make you assume that they were going on hard times, and their expenses didn't drop at all. Their expenses only dropped $100,000 in this short period. And their patient count was going down quickly, too. Additionally, they lost their status as the largest Medicaid nursing home in Missouri, and as the largest Medicaid nursing home in Missouri, they were getting a $1 million annual payment from the state, which they then lost as they lost their status as number one. Now, all of this context sets up the real controversy where, allegedly, this nursing home was owned by multiple people, and these people also had multiple other businesses who were partnered and working with the nursing home, where some of the money was being funneled allegedly through the nursing home into these other businesses. For example, the real estate company that owned the land and that this nursing home would pay rent to was owned by the same people. So you could see how that would be a conflict of interest, where the owner of the business would want the lowest price of rent for their real estate that they are renting, but that was not the case here because they're just paying rent to themselves, or paying rent to a company that they also own. It says they're paying $730,000 in annual rent to this company that they also own, and they were creating these names or processes or tasks on the balance sheet that the money was going to, and some of them, like one was called owner's compensation, which was $415,000, and so this money that's coming in and it's going into these things, and it's not exactly clear who it's going to until you understand who owns it and who owns these other businesses that are partnered with them. Additionally, they're paying their healthcare accounting services for, quote, home office administrative services, hundreds of thousands of dollars, which is another company that one of the owners owns. So you can see, as I'm painting this picture, that it was almost a recipe for disaster where all of these things are declining for the business, and also it's not exactly clear where the money's going and where it's being siphoned off to and to who, until you kind of get all of the pieces of the puzzle. And this is a bit controversial. Some people have come out saying that this is just how things are done, and this is not necessarily embezzlement or any kind of fraud going on. But I think most people could agree, even without the majority of the details, you could at least make the assumption that this is a little bit shady, that maybe something's not right or someone should take a deeper look into this. And that's kind of where I land, is I don't know if I would say anything too crazy, but at least someone should be looking into how this was handled. This something doesn't seem right about this. Additionally, from what I gathered, the cause of the actual closing of the business wasn't entirely clear. Most of this is coming out after there was an apparent dispute between the multiple owners of the business, which caused this abrupt shutdown where they closed their doors and many of the, or all of the residents, forced to leave and find new places to stay because it was so out of the blue. For our next story, I wanted to talk about a continuation of a story from 2021, where back in 2021, it was revealed that a lot of the things that people were recycling and believed that they were helping the environment by recycling and paying these recycling companies to come and take it from them, it was actually not being recycled at all, and it was being taken to landfills just like everything else. Now this shocked me because it seems like such a basic thing that the companies you pay for to recycle and the things you put in recycle actually do end up getting recycled, at least for the most part. I know there's some things that people put in recycle that can't be recycled and those get filtered out, but you know, this was crazy to me that they were just not even doing it, they were just taking it to the landfill. Now they claimed that this was done due to staffing shortages, which I suppose makes sense. There's a lot of things going on right now with staffing shortages, which will tie into a story that we'll likely talk about next episode, but yeah, more on that next episode. Anyway, back to this story. The city claimed that as of May of 2022, they have gone back to separating recycling and trash and actually taking the recycling to the recycling centers. However, this claim is maybe hard to believe after the bad taste people have in their mouths with the news that in the past a lot of their recycling, or all of their recycling, wasn't even going where they thought it was. So I think people maybe have a mistrust of the whole system at this point. And the reason I bring this up today is the news publication KSDK, or News Channel 5, they did an interview and they did some research on whether this was actually true. They wanted to get to the bottom of, is this claim real? Are they actually taking things to the recycling centers, at least now? And they found out that the vast majority of what goes into your recycle bins and what is supposedly sent to the recycling facilities is going there, and they make it through the entire recycling process. It said that 79% of the material that's recycled, at least when I say that I mean put into the recycle bins, is actually fully recycled, and then the other portion is not, because it's usually things like trash and just things that shouldn't generally be in the recycling bin. So I think this story had a good ending, but kind of has its ups and downs, where people kind of lost trust in this recycling and trash disposal systems of the city, and hopefully that faith is kind of restored after this. But at least to me personally, it felt weird having that trust broken in the first place. It doesn't seem like something you would even question about whether your recycling is even recycled. I thought that those kinds of entities were maybe above suspicion, but I mean, you never know. Things like this happen. So, I suppose it had a happy ending, but it leaves you with some questions about, I guess, the services and the people that maybe seem above suspicion, even locally. That was the last story we're going to discuss for this episode. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune into the next episode we put out. And please look back and check out our first episode if you haven't yet, for a little bit more background on the podcast and the format of it going forward. And thank you again for listening.